touch. Don't wanna start another fire. Don't wanna know another kiss. No other name falling off my lips.
Up next on Downtown, we're playing this song for a reason here. It's, of course, Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born. We're joined by our friend Charlotte Wilder of Sports Illustrated. And Charlotte, I understand you kind of like the movie.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Actually, I didn't. I enjoyed watching the movie. I have a lot of thoughts about the movie, and I'm not completely positive on it. I'm going to be honest.
Really? What was wrong with it? What got on your nerves?
Well, it was a great movie about a man.
Oh,
and a terrible movie about a woman.
Uh-oh.
Like, they didn't make her, in my opinion, make Lady Gaga's character quite enough developed on her own. But, I mean, they were both fantastic in terms of, like, the performances. But, you know, I felt like I could write a thesis on the issues with it.
Well, and is that on Bradley Cooper? I know he did everything else. He was a producer, director, wrote some of the songs. Was he also involved in working on the script? Do we hang this on him?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think we could a little bit. I really enjoyed it, and I thought he was great. But I thought they could have done a little more with her.
That makes sense. Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I withhold judgment, but. Usually, I tend to agree with your assessment of things. So.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very kind. It's fun. It's fun.
You know what else was fun? That Red Sox World Series. My goodness.
Wasn't that just the best?
I'm getting kind of jaded here in my my advanced years. But, man, that team, they made me really care about baseball and care about the Red Sox again. They were just so much fun to watch.
I could not agree more. I think... And I've talked to a bunch of people who are not from Boston and, you know, who really generally hate Boston teams. And they're like, you know what? I have to give it to the Red Sox. Like, that was a fun team. That was a delightful group of players. And they were also just so incredibly good that you couldn't really be mad about it. It was like, oh, my God, we just watched one of the most incredible teams ever, maybe the most amazing team ever. Do something remarkable, and you know that's something to celebrate.
Did you make it through that entire 18 inning thing?
No, if the game ended at 3:30, I think I went to bed at 3:20.
Oh,
I went to bed. Well, I'll tell you why, Rich. I went to bed in the 17th inning because I had a feeling the Sox were going to lose, and I didn't want to stay up and have it be the end of the game and have the Sox lose. I just knew it was going to happen, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to see this. So I went to bed and I woke up and I was right.
Well, absolutely. But the stories about what happened after that game with Cora calling a meeting with the players and then everybody going up and giving Nathan Eovaldi these big minute-long hugs. And man, that was clearly the turning point in the whole series for them.
Oh, my God, I know. I mean, what he did there, what Eovaldi gave everything he had. And he left it all out there and it was truly inspiring to watch someone, you know, it was selfless. Like, he didn't have to do that. He's a free agent. I mean, now that the season's over, if we don't re-sign him, I will be heartbroken. But, like, that was a real act of selflessness. And it was incredible to watch someone dig so deep and come out with such an incredible performance. I thought, you know, the Game 4 win should have belonged to him.
We're talking with Charlotte Wilder of Sports Illustrated, SI.com. What's going on in the podcast, the most valuable podcast? What's coming up for us?
Everyone, if you're listening, please subscribe to the most valuable podcast. It's me and my producer of the Wilder Project on SITV, Jessica Smetana, who is not only an incredible coworker, but one of my best friends. And we just talk about sports, and I guess I would say it's sort of a sports comedy podcast is the closest I would come. What do we have coming up this next? Well, in a week, we are going to the Notre Dame-Syracuse game at Yankee Stadium because Jess is a huge Notre Dame fan, and I've never been to a Notre Dame game before, so I'm very excited about that. And we should have some pretty funny stories for everyone. But this next episode, you know, we're going to cover the Bryce Harper rumors. We've got a bunch of Steelers talk because there is a lot of drama going on in Pittsburgh right now. And it's chapter four of the story I am making up about Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot's life. So, you know, a lot going on, Rich.
Which I love because I think I speak for all sports fans. I wanted to know the backstory on Gritty.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So I took it upon myself to make one up for him, which, you know, we'll see how that evolves. But we also have some pretty fun stuff involving Gritty coming up on the next season of the show, which launches in February. So everyone should stay tuned for that.
The Wilder Project, absolutely terrific. And you've gotten a lot of great press for it, too. And you talked about comedy. And there's an element, certainly an element of stand-up to this. Is that something you'd ever try?
Oh my God, Rich, it's my dream. It's truly, thank you, first of all, for those kind words. That's really sweet of you. I'm super psyched about the second season because we're changing some stuff up, doing a lot of in the field pieces, some sort of shorter segments that are even more comedy focused. And I'm super excited about it. But yeah, stand-up is a dream. I actually just said to Jess today, I was like, you know, I kind of want one of the segments to be me trying stand-up for the first time. I have a set. I've just never performed it. I just need to get up the courage.
Well, I think you should. I think it would be great. And I love the fact that you both approach sports as entertainment, which I think is the way it ought to be approached. What's the best thing from your perspective going on in sports right now?
The best thing going on, definitely Most Valuable Podcast, right? No, I don't know. You know, I think that it depends how you define best. You know, I think that NFL, the quality of football this year in the NFL has been really, really high. We've gotten some incredible games, some amazing performances, some fun new players, you know, some old players setting more impressive records than what they've done before. And for me, you know, after two seasons of people wringing their hands about the ratings, and, you know, is it because of people kneeling? Is it blah, blah, blah? Like, no, it was because the football wasn't that great. And this year, we've had games that are truly fun to watch. Like, I'm excited about Thursday Night Football tonight, which is, that's really saying something.
Well, it's actually a good game tonight, or it looks like it should be a good game.
Yeah, Steelers-Panthers. I mean, you know, you've got the Steelers on short rest, which is kind of interesting. And the Panthers have become a team that's actually kind of fun to watch this season, so I'm pretty psyched about it. I think, you know, I also, what I like about Thursday Night Football is Thursday nights, can, you know, you're like, okay, I can make it. And knowing that you can kind of go sit on the couch and or go to a bar and, like, chill and just have something to completely take your mind off of everything else in the world is a nice thing.
Well, yeah, and you know, not all football is great. I believe that one of us, I would put you ahead of me, could probably be next in line to be the Buffalo Bills quarterback.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've got a tight spiral, Rich.
I've seen that. I've seen you, you know, it's not, it's touch. It's not about the distance. It's about having the touch.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, Nathan Peterman, God help us all. I don't know what's going on with the Bills. I mean, you know, you get Josh Allen, you draft Josh Allen, what, number 3, 4, 2? I don't even know, like some absurd 3, I think. 4, I don't know. But, and then he's hurt. He had some games that were good, but he was also kind of trash. And Nathan Peterman has thrown, I think, more interceptions than touchdowns ever. So it's just really an exercise in patience for those fans. I'm very impressed with Bills Mafia right now, I will tell you that much.
Charlotte Wilder, SportsIllustratedSI.com. If you haven't already, check it out. Subscribe to the Most Valuable Podcast. You're going to love it. Charlotte, we always love the chance to talk with you. Appreciate you making time for us this afternoon.
Oh, Rich, thank you so much. I love talking to you, and you're the best show on radio.
Well, I mean, after your podcast, of course.
Oh, well, you know, podcast radio is different.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Charlotte. We'll catch you again soon.
You too. Talk to you soon, Rich.
Charlotte Wilder with us here on Dan.